Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and generalradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 28th of June. It's the end of June. That's it. Officially the end of the first half of the year.
Don't say the C word.
What, chicken? 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 Talking about chicken today? Sorry, Barry, but in my line of work, we've started talking about it 2 months ago.
I actually got an email in February trying to ask me to book an event at that time of year as well. And I was just, what? No way. Like, no, I don't want to do that in February.
No, I think you could. February's a great way to think about booking your that party or that event because you've just gone through it, but not in June.
Yeah, well, that's when it starts. I mean, in fact, a lot of venues have already pretty much sold out private bookings for Christmas already.
So this is...
Isn't it? That's not good, isn't it? As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by my fabulous co-host, the young Ben Abbott.
Hi, guys.
It was going to be the young Ben Abbott. And our guest is Barry Thompson from Me Now.
Hello.
This doesn't feel right. No. I should be going Barry and John.
But he's sunning himself in St. Lucia.
I'm sure he's on the beach lying listening to us right now.
I'm sure he's still in bed.
But John is absent today. We're missing you, John. But Barry is here. We're good to have a catch-up to see how Me Now is getting on. We want to hear from you, the listeners, as always. We've got some shout-outs come through, but do give us a tweet at BunkExtra with the hashtag BeExtraBeBunker. If you have something you really importantly want to tell us about, if you want to, we've got an event coming up and want to give us a shout-out, then give us a call. We're quite happy to take phone calls if we can see the phone ringing. Give us a call on 01233 220035 01233 220035, and let us know you're ringing, because it doesn't mean in the studio, it just flashes. But we do want to speak to you if you've got something important to tell us about. And also you can email us, so if you've got an event coming up that you'd like us to share, or if you'd like to come a guest on the show, then please email us at bunkextra@gmail.com. now, on last week's show, I was joined in the studio by our security expert Richard Bell, and our guest was Sarah Hawes of Izzy EZPR. It was one of those shows last week as well. We was learning, and it actually worked really well, because we was discussing obviously PR, and Richard was talking about the fact of obviously we're often talking about how to prevent security breaches and security problems, either cyber or physical breaches. And he said that the other thing to look at the other side of it is then how do you deal with it once a breach has happened. So if you haven't been able to prevent it and then you get hit, it's about dealing with the PR afterwards. Because so many people was like, oh, no comment, or I won't say. And he said, actually, sometimes it's better to...
Well, acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Well, Universal had a huge fire, didn't they? And that was 5-6 years ago. Mm. And they only just admitted that a lot of stars have lost the original recordings of their music. And they've taken nearly 8 years or something like that to admit to it. So it's better to get it out in the open.
Just say it, isn't it? In this day and age, everyone's going to find out eventually anyway. So at least if you make an official statement. So it was really interesting, and obviously we managed to combine security with PR. So, you know, that was planned ahead, you know, bring the two together. Plan these shows every week with an inch of their life. But if you did miss that show and you want to have a listen to it, if you go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab, and all the previous shows are there. Now, Sarah, I was about to call you Izzy then, Sarah. Sarah did also tell us about an event that she's got coming up, so I'm going to give a shout out for it now. So if you want some help with your PR, you know, PR is different to marketing, but it is, again, should be part of your business strategy. So she's running a workshop, Maximize Your PR in 5 Simple Steps. It's on Friday the 12th of July, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Centre in Maynham. And it's, every business has a great story to tell, but unearthing a headline, creating a strong press release, and knowing how and where to pitch to get it covered by the media can be a challenge. But it doesn't have to be that way. Kent journalist and founder of EZPR, Sarah Hawes, is inviting businesses to learn how to boost their PR efforts at this new workshop. In this 3-hour session, you will find the stories in your organization, write the story in a way that journalists and your customers will want to read it, confidently pitch your story to the media and squeeze every drop of value from your story. Glad you changed that last description there, sir. So if you've never And it's all gone pear-shaped now. If you ever sent out news to a journalist that's not been published, don't be disheartened. Come along. I think the good thing with Sarah is she worked in journalism for nearly 20 years, so she knows it from the other side as well. She knows what journalists are like. She knows how to deal with them and the best people to approach to and the best way to approach them. Because a lot of journalists, you can send out press releases left, right and centre, but chances are most of them won't get picked up.
Yeah.
If it's just a general broadcast, if you approach it in a certain way. So if you want to find out more than that, it is literally just £30, great value. If you go onto Eventbrite and look for Maximise Your PR in 5 Simple Steps, you can find out more about that. And Sarah certainly does know her stuff. Now, we've got some shout-outs there on the Twitter, Ben. Have you seen them? Oh, we've got one here from Carly and Lettins, the lovely Hainsby Sue, or Sue Hainsby, who is running FSB Southeast networking brunch. This is for the lovely ladies out there. It's a women in business brunch. Sorry, men, just first ladies. 4th of July, which is next Thursday. The guest speaker is Brady Last, MD of Breakthrough Funding. And it's finding your confidence after a career. So there's a lovely little FSB networking brunches for women in business. You can get along and find out more and hear from inspiring speakers. So if you want to find out more about that, if you go follow at FSB Southeast on the Twitter or guessing Eventbrite FSB Southeast, and you can book onto that. Always fun. What have you got over there, Ben?
I'm just trying to look now.
You can't find him.
I can't find him.
Scroll down, scroll down, keep scrolling. I've got one here from Mivi Creative. Is that how you pronounce it? Mivi Creative.
Yeah, I found that one.
There you go.
There you go.
Read that one out.
I can read that one, yeah, because that's the one I found. So really busy week, and we were runners-up in the creative / digital category of the Maison Business Awards last night. Congratulations. And they say congrats to everyone who took part. We're travelling to Snowdon today with Colin and Matt from the double award winners M-Fuse Design for some well-earned downtime.
Can I do, well done, guys, and well done for being there, and well done for M-Fuse. Can I just say, people, don't try to look up M-Fuse on Twitter and get it wrong. Somebody was tweeting, well done, M-Fuse, you know where you were last night, with the Twitter handle. And the Twitter handle was for a cannabis seller in California. Check what you're tweeting, people. Check what you're tweeting.
Yes, definitely.
But well done to everybody at the Maidstone Awards last night. Obviously, the fabulous Paul Andrews was comparing, and he said it was a really great, buzzy night. So that was good. We have one here from Fruit Bowl Media. Hi, Amanda and Ben. Shout out, please. We are pleased to sponsor, to be sponsors and exhibitors at Tech Expo UK. They do web design, digital marketing, podcast studio hire, and radio media training. CS Fruitbowl Major are one of our big sponsors, headline sponsor for Tech Expo. So that is good. Keep the tweets coming in. Let us know how your week's been, how your first half of the year been. Do you look back? Do you get disappointed about 6 months now? Let's look back and see what's happened.
Yeah, the first half of the year was crap for me.
So we briefly look at that and keep
going.
Yeah,
I looked at it. No, the first quarter was bad. Second quarter has been good. And so, yeah, just preparing for the rest of the year now, really.
I think something that's really hard, isn't it? When you're really, really busy, you forget to look back and
it's
see.
It's stopping and look back and take stock and what did I do wrong and how can I fix?
Yeah, redirect it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because you just get, otherwise you get to the end of the year and you're like, oh, what happened?
That went quickly.
What happened? And I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Where's that?
That was me signing in at reception today. Where did June go?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't even feel like it's it was June. So who knows? Who knows indeed? But you was a bit out networking last night, wasn't you?
I was. I was at Lilk all night. Recording a podcast there, so I'm a little bit tired today, so bear with me. And that's why I can't find anything on the screen. My eyes aren't working properly. But yeah, no.
These youngsters, hey Barry.
It was so yeah, it was a really good evening. Tons of people. I didn't actually manage to see any of the speakers because I was in the exhibitors room, but apparently it all went very well, and we got given free peach bellinis when we turned up, which was lovely. I've never had a bellini
peach
before.
Peach bellini?
Mm. What is a bellini?
I think it's like champagne.
It's Prosecco-based.
Right?
Okay.
And yeah. Then,
you've got me interested.
Prosecco-based. And then it's a peach liqueur that goes in it.
It was really tasty. Mm. I'd never had one before. And that was the first drink of the evening. But I had to drive, so that was the only drink.
The only drink of the evening.
Yeah.
You don't think you can put lots of different things in a Prosecco, don't you?
Can you?
Yeah. We need to talk afterwards. I can give you a whole breakdown of Prosecco cocktails. But it was quite, it was good, I heard.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Lots of exhibitors and, yeah, lots of networking going on. There was the Iron Throne from Game of Thrones. If people are Game of Thrones fans, there's lots of photos going around with sat on the throne. I think I was at one point. I don't think the photo was very good. I can't remember. I was sat really awkwardly on there. So, but yeah, it was a really good evening. Lots of people, lots of networking. And yeah, I think it's always good to go. Obviously, the Maidstone Business Awards were in the same building that night as well.
Busy last night.
It was very busy there last night. So once the awards came over, a lot of people from the awards came over and said hello to everybody and kind of networked and stuff as well. Because Look was still going on. So yeah, it was a good evening.
Good, that's good. And Barry, you said you've been out networking recently in a slightly different environment.
Yeah, completely. I chaired an event for the FSB and X-Forces Enterprise last week over in Tunbridge. And that was to do with the Armed Forces Covenant. And I was at a Facebook boost, business boost for veterans event on Wednesday in central London, which was huge. There must have been close to 400 veterans and some absolutely inspiring people. There's one chap, I will send you his details. He lost both his legs in Helmand Province and was giving a keynote speech, and I found out afterwards that he actually runs a shoe company.
Really?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Fantastic products as well. But it's a really different type of networking. I've been to many networking events.
Many.
A couple of years as well. Some events are very good. Some events are very focused.
Especially mine.
Especially yours. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the hard sell. The military networking is even more different because very much it's a case of you're part of a team. And when you're in the military, I'm ex-Royal Air Force, but when you're in the military, the team comes first. So the only difference is when you're talking to people about their business and the journey that they've been on to build their business and make it successful, is the first question everybody's asking is, well, how can I help? How can I help you be more successful? Not what can I sell you, not how much can I earn from you. And if I can't, I'm actually just going to switch off and walk away, which I have had done to me at a normal networking
I'm sure, before. Yes.
It is about who do I know that will be able to help your business? And at the event on Wednesday, I actually managed, just through talking to people in the room, to put three different people together who were about to set up businesses in the same location in Wales. One was doing PTSD mental health workshops, and the other was doing a PTSD glamping complete downtime accommodation. But you were almost right next door to each other.
Yeah,
you exist.
Collaboration.
So,
love it.
It's interesting, that change in mindset, though, isn't it, where you stop trying to force your business and your sales technique on other people and actually start to think about how you can help them. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, there's a chap I know called Scott Johnson. He runs a company called Veteran Owned, and one of his catchphrases is your network is your net worth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is. The more you build your network of people who can help other people in your network, the more profitable everybody's going to be. Not just selling.
Yeah, I think that's the end today, isn't it? And a lot of, I mean, it's very, Kent generally is very good with helping each other and getting to know each other. And it's funny when you speak to other people that come into Kent's network, and it's really different here, isn't it? And it is different networking in Kent because
you're just handing out business cards.
Exactly.
That's why it's different.
Now you're learning how to network properly.
Yeah, people actually make friends in Kent.
But we're still guilty of doing these, putting ourselves in walled gardens, especially on social media, and especially with closed groups on closed business groups. So you have to apply to join.
Yep.
Okay, yes, I have a business. I am in Kent. I can join. Okay, it's a closed group. Hold on, I'm only advertising the fact that I'm here to the 300,000 people in this group.
Mm.
How are we reaching the wider Kent population if we're in a closed group?
Mm.
And we've got to start thinking outside of these walls that we keep creating. The military is entirely to blame for doing exactly the same thing, because we all sit in our own regiments, or we sit within our own services, or within our own traits, and we don't necessarily pass the information between us. But that's starting to break down now. But you can see that in a military networking event. There's no rules. It doesn't matter that the person...
When you say military, is that across all... So the army, the air force, yeah, and that type of thing. So the military covers all of...
So the three people I managed to put together, one was RAF, air traffic control, one was an ex-guardsman, and somebody else was in the Navy. So that's all three services.
Yeah.
We all get along fine. We rib each other.
Yeah, there's banter in between. Yeah,
it's a help anybody who's never served and starts having a go at the military because everybody stands
up. Oh, it's one of my friends is in the RAF at the moment.
Yeah.
He's still in there, and yeah, every time we go out drinking, I just can't keep up with him. Like, literally, and you know, it's he always says about the ribbon between the different departments and the different areas in the military.
But even with those separations, it is one big family, and you can see where people are trying to help others out, especially with business. X-Forces Enterprise and Ren Kapoor, they're trying to get funding, or they provide funding for veterans starting their own business, because you don't tend to have a decent credit score if you're moving around all over the country or in and out of different countries.
Yeah.
So these things are barriers for service personnel, especially when they're transitioning out of service. So there are different organisations available to help them, but everything's a little disjointed. And I think the Armed Forces Covenant, which Facebook signed this week, that will help bring a lot of these organisations together. And you've then got a central pool of resource. But we do need to break down some of these overall barriers, especially where social media is concerned, because we do close our groups, don't want to let anybody in, and we want to talk amongst ourselves.
But then you find in a lot of those groups, then people are just advertising what they do anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not like having conversations and help. They're not groups to discuss helping each other or anything. No,
I wouldn't even know that one of our marketing guys from Me Now is constantly trying to get me on video to talk about Me Now and why it's passionate, or even start doing a podcast. I have no idea how to even start a podcast.
Well, that means you should.
Well, it's funny enough, there's a podcast expert sound right now.
As if somebody would know.
But please don't just do video for the sake of video.
Or podcast for the sake of it.
I think the thing is, at the moment, it's very... The industry is diluted because everybody feels like they have to pick up their phone and sit in front of a video.
I hate those videos.
Yeah.
Some of them are right, though. Some of them are quite good.
It depends on the person, but there's like a standardization. And the biggest LinkedIn video I hate is when they're sat in the car. And everybody feels like that they have to go and sit in the car and lift up their phone and stare at it and say, "Oh, I'm great," and you know, this is what we're doing.
Why the car? I didn't even get that.
Because it's supposed to make you look busier, so you're out on the go all the time, and you know, you're this. I'm just like,
I've seen some of those where the car is moving.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The camera's stuck to the thing.
Not all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, not all the time. But my big thing is that don't do something for the sake of doing it, whether it's podcast, video, anything, but be intentional about everything that you do. So if you're going to do something, then make sure you follow through with it. Because the biggest mistake I made when I first started podcasting is that I wasn't consistent enough. So I'd do it for like 3 months, and then where just time frames had happened and busyness, I'd have like a month off, and then we'd lose a lot of the traction that we were gaining.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I needed to be more intentional with that. And after it's happened now, we've grown a lot more because, you know, you're constantly doing it, and it's creative as well. So what you need to be doing is whatever you do, creative. If you're a good writer, write. If you're good on video, be on video. If you're a good host, podcast.
I've written 60 blogs.
Then keep writing.
Things come to me and
you don't need to be on video. There's still a massive platform for blogs.
I have a face for radio, so
are you sure about that?
I had my hair cut especially for today.
Yeah, I can tell. Very good. Love your hair.
But yeah, just be intentional about it. If you're a great writer, write. I can't write to save my life. I'm not a great copywriter, which is why I don't blog very often.
Yeah, that's why I have a marketing guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody to do. But then that's where voice comes in, and that takes us really nicely on to talking about voice. Look at that. But voice is very powerful, isn't it? So yeah, yes. There's such a big thing about, you know, video, blah, 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 but voice is still very powerful. And all areas of voice. Obviously, Ben, you are a voice expert.
I'd rather say a voice enthusiast. It's like impossible to be a voice expert right now because everything's changing like on a daily basis.
But I guess it depends what you define an expert as being. An expert is somebody who's very knowledgeable in a certain area.
I prefer an expert who's passionate about what they do. To be honest, rather than a voice I'm an expert
enthusiast.
Yes. I just enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to what's coming, more so because you know, we were having a conversation just before the show started, me and Barry, about voice and how that's kind of moving. And businesses, it's not necessarily there yet where it's going to be absolutely on the forefront, but we're in that process of it turning to the point where, you know, people are interacting with their phones via voice, cars. Alexa have just signed a big deal with five lead car manufacturers. So you will be able to talk to your car in the next 5 years. It will be built into every car that you buy.
Well, actually, we can talk to them at the moment, but they don't talk back so much.
No, this will be an AI, or a form of AI, obviously. Yeah. It's not full AI. But it will be Alexa talking back to you, or Siri talking back to you. That's kind of the evolution that we're heading towards. So it's about preparing businesses for that evolution, and also understanding that what your SEO practices that you're doing now are fantastic, and it's great that you're ranking on the first page of Google, but when you ask Alexa who's the best recruitment agent in Canterbury, there's only going to be one.
I love that, the whole concept of voice, and this actually, in fact, leads on nicely to what you're going to be talking about at the Tech Expo in September.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about, is how to prepare your business for voice. So we're going to be talking about the different areas of voice. So there's two kind of major factors that we deal with immediately, but we'll also go into some of the other areas that we don't necessarily specialize in, but you should probably start looking out for, about how to interact with that. So we'll be talking about how to integrate your business onto smart speakers, how to rank higher in voice search for mobile phones or whether it's laptop, and also how to interact with voice activated websites, which is something very new, where you can effectively talk to a website and it will react back to you.
It's
something very new, and there's early designs out there. It's not fully functional yet, but that it's, you know, these are things that you need to start worrying about, not worrying about, but preparing for.
Well, this is one of the reasons to go to the Tech Expo, because there are things that you're going to need to do to get you into the right place in order to prepare you for voice. And we were saying to this before we came on air,
yes,
that, you know, if you're going to be a business that wants to be found on Google Duplex, which we were listening to a hairdresser telephone call earlier, where Google will call and make the appointment for you, but you need to be on Google and have a Google account. You need to be on Google Maps. You need to have registered your Google business, and you need to make sure all your details are up to date.
Yeah.
There's all these different steps that you need to do in order to be ready for to be found on search. And events like the Tech Expo are going to highlight just some of those key things that you need to prepare your business for.
Yeah, I mean, the Tech Expo is all about those communications. So many businesses still have no digital presence whatsoever, or any digital.
I deal with most of them.
Exactly.
Really,
especially within that industry. And a lot of the time, it's just the barriers of knowing what's out there, what's coming.
A lot of people are scared of technology.
Exactly.
You know, it's something that they look at and go, you know, I have no idea how to do it, so I'm just not going
to
do it.
And to be fair, sometimes I don't blame them, because we love and embrace technology, often it goes wrong and really eases off.
But people complaining that their smart TV that they talk to is listening to them. Of course it's listening.
Your phone is listening to you the whole time. It's just that it's how the system works. That's how the Google Assistant, if you're an Android, it's how it memorizes your daily routines. It's how it memorizes how you talk. It listens. And you know, you have to be okay with allowing that into your life, and if you're not, then great, but
turn it off.
Don't have a phone, and if you want to be that person, then that's absolutely fine. But I think the realistic thing now is that you have to understand that there will be more regulation as these things comes in. We're only at the start of it with GDPR now. I think there needs to be more regulation on how the data is used in a technical environment. Not just from, you know, you can't email me this because it's not my personal email or something.
Yeah.
There needs to be real regulation about how data is accessed on these platforms. Facebook is going through scrutiny at the moment, but every platform's doing it. So you can say that Facebook's the issue, or you can say that the Alexa's the issue. No, everybody's doing it. It's just a case of you have to decide whether you want to be in it or out of it. And if you're out of it, then you're going to get left behind.
And I think with the advent of 5G and the way 5G works, it's many different antennas. They're much smaller, but it means a lot more connectivity. So you have your connected car. So when Alexa is available in your car and you're talking to your car, it is doing a web search. That's effectively what it is instigating. So everything has to be connected. And that's where 5G makes all of this possible, and it makes it even faster. And as it gets faster, it'll be easier to use.
So basically, at the end of the day, people, come to Tech Expo and find out what you need to know and how to make it work. That's the thing at the end of the day, isn't it? It's knowing what's out there, what they can use, and what's coming. It, you know, being prepared for what's coming and knowing that in your business plan over the, or, you know, in your plans for your business over the next few years, you need to incorporate and allow for what's coming.
Yep.
Yeah, and that might not be voice for you, but it might be the new Microsoft systems that they're announcing. Mm-hmm. It could be something very different. It could be cybersecurity that you're really concerned about. And I think that the aim for Tech Expo is just to take that fear out of how you do business. And when you're looking at the technical world, and it is technical, there are experts in these fields for reasons, because it takes time and effort to get to understand that. But it's to, these are going to be knowledgeable talks, workshops, and all of the exhibitors as well. They're there to take the fear out of your, you know, your technical journey.
Yeah, and also just explain things to you in a way that you understand them at the end of the day.
And not everybody does that, but the aim is
to help you make you understand at the end of the day.
Technical people.
Yeah.
So, okay, but we're gonna give you more full details about Tech Expo. So Paul's just discovered. I've been GIFing for ages, and now Paul's discovering GIFing.
Oh, just discovered GIFs.
We know someone who likes a selfie video. Yeah, we do. And also, I can't wait for AI backseat drivers.
And we already have that, really, with the GPS. The amount of times my GPS takes me the wrong route, but I go the right route, and it's like, turn around. I was like, Jesus Christ, stop.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to speak more with Barry about Me Now, which is a technical business, and how they're doing, because last October you was on.
Was it really?
Well, I remember it was October, because you bought pumpkin pie.
I did, yes.
So that's the only reason I knew that was the last time you came on. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk. .co.uk/2. It is Friday, 28th of June. I'm joined in the studio by my co-host, the Young Benevolent, and our guest is Barry Thompson from Me Now. We're going to be back right after this.
Girl, you just don't realize what's really when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's alright. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2, the Business Bumper Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Welcome back. A bit of a funky tune for our break there, chosen by Barry himself. I like it. It's good. It's good. So, Barry, it doesn't feel right. I like to say Barry and John.
Yes.
Barry and John. So, Barry of Barry and John. Obviously, you are a regular guest on the show, which is great. We love catching up with you. But do just give us a brief introduction to me now for a few listeners that may not have heard of you and what you do.
So, me now is a small business app that advertises when a business is available. A business can sign up for free. The app's free. Their customers can follow their business on the app. And every time the business creates an advert to say, I've had a cancellation at 2 o'clock on Wednesday next week, every customer that is following them and has notifications turned on will get an alert. So from a business point of view, you're advertising to your own customers, and those customers want to spend their money with you because they've turned notifications on.
Yeah.
It's completely GDPR compliant.
I just have to add that bit.
Just add that bit, because we have the details of the devices that want to be notified. The business doesn't. So it is a GDPR-free marketing tool. Mm. The basics of it is that we want small businesses to stay in business. The app's been going, we've been developing it for about 3 years. It's been up and running in the UK for around 9 months now, and we launched it in the US 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
Yes.
How's it going so far in the US?
It's building slowly. Yeah. So we targeted an area of Connecticut first,
yep,
because we wanted to make sure that we weren't going to have any problems between the two sites, making sure that the app is working well for both locations.
Yeah.
Which is always difficult, making sure that you're covering nuances in language.
Yeah.
As an example, difference between a postcode and a zip code. It's one of the things that you need to bear in mind. But the great thing about the app is, as we expand it and we move into other countries, businesses enter their own details in their own language.
Yes.
Customers, it's a notification tool first and foremost. It's just a great way to alert customers, especially loyal customers, that you've got availability, that you can fit them in, and there's none of this to and froing. We timed it. After you've done your first advert, when you come to your second one, it automatically clones the previous advert. Because you might be a physiotherapist, you're still a physiotherapist. The only thing that's changed is you're available on a different day at a different time.
So that's good. So you haven't got to re-put in
all the details again. So you change the date and time, press publish. It takes 6 seconds, and every single customer gets it at the same time. So we tested this from the US. So we had a business in the US. I followed the business from here, and they said, I'm pressing publish now, and it took less than a second for the notification to come up on my phone. So the question is, if you're a hairdresser or a physiotherapist or a dog walker or groomer or even a restaurant, how long would it take you to contact all of your customers or even a cancellation list to say, I can fit you in? It's going to be more than 6 seconds.
Exactly. The time saving aspect of the app is brilliant, because it just makes life easier. I think, in this day and age, everyone just wants anything that's going to make their life easier.
Yes.
We have, none of us have any patience anymore.
The world's biggest commodity is time, right? If you can sell people time, you can sell them anything.
Exactly.
Because that's the only thing that people really buy, no matter what you sell.
I know from experience, the whole reason for the app came about was because we'd moved and I couldn't find people to do stuff in the house that I wanted them to do. That was 7 years ago I last moved house. We worked out yesterday. But that's where the idea comes from. And it's, if I can save, number one, save a business time and help them reach out to their customers, fantastic. If I can make them more money, and they stay in business. They're going to grow. They're going to hire more people. They're going to use more local products. That's more money going into the local economy.
Mm.
Everybody prospers. And I came across a blog post that I did a year ago, and it's still valid. In this case of who prospers if a small business prospers. And the answer is everybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely everybody.
That's brilliant. And so it's actually been live for 9 months, but you're already out there growing. You work with, obviously, gone to America now.
Gone to America.
And you've got
a couple of large companies that I can't mention yet.
And they can't tell us the names.
Legal.
Don't worry, we won't tell anybody, will we? Everybody swearing at
someone. The large, one large company, it was a local corporation that we're working with, is because we created a charity affiliate scheme. We've got a standard affiliate scheme, but the focus is very much on the charity affiliate. Now, if you take part in an affiliate scheme and you sell something for that affiliate, you get a small percentage and it's a one-off payment. And we thought, well, that sucks. So what we thought was, for every person that brings on a new business to the Me Now app, we're going to give that new business 3 months free. So you've got 30 adverts a month for 3 months, go make some money. If you continue to use the Me Now app, and that's £35 a month for the 30 adverts, you've already made that money.
Yeah, certainly.
Then we're going to give 40% of that to charity. So not only are we going to do it for the first month, we're going to keep doing that for 12 months. So we worked out that if a charity affiliate brought in 10 businesses per month for 2 years, we would end up paying them for 3 years, just over 3 years. And for those 240 businesses over the 2 years, we would have paid them in excess of £40,000.
That's brilliant. And it's a great way for charities to get that extra
revenue. I call it latent revenue, because the charity's relying on their supporters, their volunteers, their staff, to go to their local businesses that they already use and say, this is how I'd like you to contact me when you can fit me in. And it's free.
Yeah.
And then when you do start paying it, my favourite charity is going to benefit.
Yeah.
So like I said, yeah, we've got a national charity that we're in the final processes of signing lots of legal papers. And
the NDAs that you have to sign as well.
Oh, God, no, this isn't the NDA. This is the corporate agreement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're always fun, aren't they? Yeah.
The love of the paperwork.
Yeah, lawyers are loving it.
Yeah, but it's good because it's just, I guess, with one of your barriers you might find is educating people how it can help them, because again, it's a technology thing, so a lot of the people that you're dealing with still have their diaries and paper and pencil, and they've always written it in pencil in case they have to rub it out.
Exactly.
Somebody cancels.
Exactly.
And they stick with that because, you know what, it works, but it doesn't make their business run efficiently. So it's about educating them that it's a tool that can make their life easier and help earn the money at the end of the day.
And that's the main thing. You know, like I said earlier, it's keeping small business in business. That's what we're all about. Now, if we can help charities along the way, then we're going to go hell for leather to do that. You know, we're a small company. We don't have a sales team. Well, let's use your people to be our salespeople, and in return, we're going to give you almost half of our revenue.
Fair enough. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it sounds good.
If anybody knows any CICs or any local charities that could benefit from this type of affiliate scheme, then Me Now Co on Twitter, or you can find us on Facebook, and give us a shout, because we're more than happy to small. I think Tankerton Football Club are considering it because we sponsor their deaf football team, which is a fantastic team. They have even more players this year. I gave out more awards at the end of this year than I did a year ago. And they're all about inclusion. So we want to make sure that that team and the rest of their teams, they've got 300 and something players.
Oh, really?
And they're trying to raise money for a new clubhouse and for their own pitches, because they use loaned pitches at present. Well, only too happy, because they're a registered charity, to do exactly the same for them.
Yeah, to help them. That's brilliant. Yeah. And then you mentioned about working with the forces as well. So
part I'm ex-Royal Air Force, and after seeing some of the events over the last couple of days, what we're going to do is we're starting to put together a series of Facebook Live videos, sort of like Q&As, that will help forces personnel transitioning out of service and those with businesses already in learning some of the digital skills that I've been lucky enough to learn over the last 10-15 years of working in IT, but everything from social media to brand awareness, writing content, website, basic web design, how to do PR, how to market yourself, even to go down the route of where to find finance. So we're looking to, we've had about 8 companies approach us already, who are willing to do just 20-minute sessions, which, because you do it on Facebook Live, it's automatically recorded, but it means that we can then share it amongst other armed forces groups that support veteran businesses, and they can share those videos as almost like training.
Mm.
So it's a great way of local businesses advertising, this is what I do, and this is how long I've been doing it. But at the same time, we're going to give something, a little something back, just through a series of videos to our armed forces personnel. And in the run-up to, it's Armed Forces Day tomorrow, so massive shout-out to all of our veterans and our existing serving servicemen.
Absolutely.
And reservists. But yeah, we're looking at putting this together and give a little something back and help make them successful in business and encourage transitioning service personnel to set up their own businesses.
And I think that's important as well, because I can imagine it's very difficult with that transition period, where obviously it's a very different environment in the military than it is, say, starting your own business in different communities, whether it's Kent or anywhere else in the country or other countries as well.
I think one of the big problems is military personnel tend to move around a lot anyway.
Yeah.
So just part of the Armed Forces Covenant is about making sure that those coming out of service get access to doctors, to housing,
yes,
at school places, etc. But at the same time, you go from being in a very much a team-orientated environment to then set up your own business where you're doing it by yourself.
Yes.
So it's good to know that actually there is the support there to help you get started and be successful.
Because it's lonely at the best of times, right? Just for any business owner, let alone if you've been in a team your whole life and then, or for your career. And then you move to solely kind of working on your own in a different environment.
Very, very much so. And I think one of the big things I'm an advocate of is that there are biases with regards to veterans and service personnel. One is that we're all broken in some shape or form. Well, we're not. And don't get me wrong, there are some amazing people who are suffering and have suffered and are a true inspiration.
Yeah.
But there are also many, many veterans that are entirely employable. They've been training for most of their career. They are experts at what they do, and it makes them extremely employable, but it also makes them great business people.
Yeah.
They just need some helping hand. And the other bias is it's not a case of we can just follow orders. We're actually very free-thinking, and we can adapt, and we can overcome different environments, and we're also quite capable of looking outside the box because it's what they do.
Yeah.
And it's what they've been trained to do. So I'm a huge advocate of both those things. Yeah, that ex-forces aren't always broken, and they are very, very employable people.
Fantastic. Right. And you know what, I think it's really great to have you on again, and I like catching up with people and how they're doing, and it's just nice to see that me now is going from strength to strength, and it's getting out there, and it's gone global already, which is amazing.
That was a bit surprising, it went so quick.
but it's nice, isn't it? An opportunity arose, and you've taken it. So
and we've got some great guys over in the US who are helping promote that, and likewise, we're doing things with the US Armed Forces. Yeah, it's the same family, it just because it's a different country.
Yeah.
But it's exactly the same situation.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on again and sharing with us. It's always great to have you on. If you want to find out more about MeNow, where's the best place for them to look?
MeNowApp.com. We've had to go to a .com.
Oh, .com now.
couldn't have MeNow.com because it's a...
Cannabis selling company?
No, it's a delivery company running out of a flat in Egypt.
How funny.
So yeah, so MeNowApp.com has all of our details, or you can find us on Twitter or Facebook.
Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow.
I just turned into a cat over there.
or you can find me on LinkedIn and yeah.
Brilliant. Again, I love the app, and every time I go into my nail salon, I gave them the details, but you know, it takes that education period, yeah. And they're yeah. Like, oh, you know, we like our diary. Yeah, but you know.
I actually know a few charities, so we should probably have a chat after.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, we have got some events to share with you, because we know people out there like a bit of an event. And there is a few coming up. And as actually from Monday, it is July. I've got two here in July, which are both actually on the same day. So there you go. You've got a busy day on Thursday, the 11th of July, at 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Bridgewood Manor is the next ZC Social Media Academy, hosted by ZC Social Media. That's obviously with Zoe and Gareth Cairns and their team. And they are going to be sharing a new update, so the cutting edge information about social media and online digital world, what's going on. And there's always lots of takeaway valuable information. They have Q&A sessions, so it's great networking. It's great to update you on what's going on within the digital world, and it's free. All they ask is if you're going to go, please book on so they know numbers, because with all type of events, you need to know how many people to cater for. So that's Thursday, 11th of July, Bridgewood Manor, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. If you go to zcsocialmedia.co.uk, click on their events, and you can find the booking link there. Then also on the 11th of July is the next Business Diaries. Now, we love a bit of Business Diaries. You've spoken.
Yeah, I spoke at the last one.
You did the last one?
Yeah.
Have you spoken yet?
No.
Really good.
A bit scary to get me up there.
No, you'd be brilliant at it. So anyway, Lisa Fan, I'm a speaker for you. The Business Diaries is on Thursday, 11th of July, and this is at the Innovation Centre in Chatham. It's 6:45 p.m. till 9 p.m. And it's join us for the next entertaining evening of storytelling. Each session will bring storytellers ready and willing to pass their lessons learned, their ups and downs of business, and give a taste of life in their shoes. It's not a time for pitching products. It's about hearing the personal experiences. And that's what we love about the Business Diaries. It's been created by the lovely Lisa Settle of Tailcare Limited, and it's been running for a couple of years now. And it is just about business owners, but sharing their stories. So they may be slightly business related, but not business related, but it's about discovering the person behind the business, which we always like to do, and really informative. They have lovely snacks and nibbles. It is just £10 to go. If you go on to Eventbrite, the Business Diaries, and click on for the 11th of July, I'm going to be there. Paul's going to be there. And we've got two speakers we know, which is Richard Bell, our very own security expert. Richard Bell is speaking. That's why I'm going. So I can cheer him. Pull him on the back. And there's a couple of ladies. I'm sorry, I can't remember the names, but we'll have those for you next week. But do go to that, because it is a great social evening with networking as well. And Ben, I've given you a couple of events.
The next event that we have here is on the 26th of September from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m, which is the Tech Expo. We've spoken a little bit about it today, but it's a one-day exhibition and seminar bringing together industry experts to help business owners to understand what technology is out there and effectively remove the fear from it as well. We've got one of the world's leading top technology companies, Microsoft, which is going to be amazing, and maybe demonstrating some new technology.
Secret.
So excited.
They have just told us what they're going to be talking about and what they're going to be doing on the day. So it's going to be fun to hear from Microsoft.
So we've got Brian Sutton from Microsoft talking about how Microsoft is developing to help businesses. We've got Richard Bell, who is the Chief Technology Officer of 10 intelligence, and that's a mouthful at once. Cybersecurity, there is me speaking about getting your business ready for voice, which you spoke a little bit about earlier. Will Charlesworth from Child and Child talking about digital law. And we've also got Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie, who's talking about being human in the digital world, which should be a fantastic
I'm really looking forward.
Yeah.
The trouble is, I'm booking all these great speakers in, and I'm really looking forward to that. And
You're not going to be able to listen to any of it. You'll have to listen back.
Listen to recordings.
So we've also got some great workshops by Aaron Taylor from 62 Tech, Mike Hacker from Prisma Broadcast, and Zoe Cairns of Zesty Social Media as well. So we've got roundtables, panel discussions, networking, meetups, and much more. So booking your tickets at techexpouk.com, and we are really looking forward to seeing you there.
Also, if you are a business that supplies a tech-based solution to business owners, so if you're digital marketing, social media, cybersecurity, software, training, anything like that, you know, your business helps business owners run their business, then we do still have some exhibition spaces left. They are really very, very reasonably priced. So again, if you go to techexpouk.com, all the details are on there. It's going to be great. It's a first for Kent, it's a first for the southeast, and it's just about breaking, you know, making those communications happen and seeing what's out. And I'm really excited about some of the new stuff that's happening.
Yes.
The panel discussion is going to be looking at the future about what's coming. And some of our exhibitors have got some weird and wacky things that they're going to be sharing with our attendees. So it's going to be great.
It will be really good. So book your tickets. And if you want to talk about a stand, get in touch with me or Amanda, LinkedIn, Twitter, wherever. And you can also book the stand directly on the website as well.
Absolutely. And then you've got one more event, which we know we don't want to talk about October because we are only just in June.
Yes. So the next event is the King's Summit Business Scale Up Conference on Thursday the 10th of October from 8 till 4 p.m. at Kent County Cricket Ground. It's in partnership with the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce and the ICCC, sponsored by Wilkins Kennedy Accountants and HRB Recruitment. If you're looking to scale up your business but not really sure where to start, their aim is to achieve 20% growth in turnover in less than 1 year. So this event is definitely for you, a full-day conference that will empower you with the knowledge, tools and strategies proven to be highly effective for business growth. So you have to go and learn from the very entrepreneurs that have taken their business to a whole new level, who understand the challenges of growing a business and who can provide you with real and honest insights into specific growth strategies. So they've got a great lineup of speakers, Simon Teague, who is an author, co-director of a New Level Results and co-founder of the King Summit, Gemma Faircloth-Haynes, who we all know, Managing Director at Orchard Employment Law, Stuart Goodwin, Dynamic Communication Coach and public speaker, Julia Bernard-Thompson, who is a Business Sales Coach, King James, who is founder of the King Summit and pastor of the Favour House Church, and Ruth Whitaker, who is the CEO of Mission Aviation Fellowship UK. So for more details on the event and to book, visit www.thekingsummit.com, and early bird tickets are now available.
Fantastic. If you want to scale up your business, it's great. We've got a great line of speakers. So that is the end of another fabulous show. Time just flies by. Next week on the show, I'm joined by co-host Gemma Faircloth-Haynes, and our guest is the wonderful and lovely Roland Stanley. Everyone knows Roland, everyone loves Roland, but we're going to find out what he's up to, his new business plans and what's going on. So that's next week from 11 to 12. We're done with finishing at 12. Don't forget to listen to our brother show, Business Bunker Show, on Tuesday. Paul has another great lineup of guests. We're going to have a nice hot weekend.
Yes.
We're going to be in the pool all weekend.
Yes.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye for now.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.